Akron Zips going to the Big Dance out of the MAC conference up in Akron, Ohio. Coach, good to talk to you again. How's life there in the Big A, Akron?
It's been great, honestly. I tell you what, man, the city, the university, obviously athletic department, everybody's fired up. What a phenomenal opportunity. I always tell our guys, and I'm biased, obviously, that it's one of the best, if not the best, sporting events in the world. Some people might debate the Super Bowl, and I'd certainly listen. but I'm putting March Madness right up there, man.
It's definitely mad, Coach. Hey, it's my birthday month, so yes, go at March Madness. I love it.
I like it. Yes. I like it.
Coach, we talked about this week. I got the job 5 years ago in 2017 about your vision for this program. You know, you've built this thing. You've created a culture. It's player-led now. And I feel good for you because you told me 5 years ago this is what you want to do for this university. And look, man, you did it. And see, you fulfilled your vision. So let's talk about that, man.
Yeah, no, it's obviously and, you know, it's interesting. In 2019-20, we won the league. But then COVID shut the thing down, and we had a great team. And so a lot of these guys that are on this team in year five were on that team. I think it's made them appreciate this run even more. Look forward to the opportunity to participate in the tournament and compete, obviously, against UCLA on Thursday night. So, obviously, from the very beginning, it's something that we wanted to do. Certainly have great respect for our past. Coach Dan Brott did a great job. Coach Huggins, there are other coaches and players and teams that have been good teams here at Akron. But obviously, we took it in 17. As you know, when you and I talked, we only had four or five players left on the roster, and we had to build it back up. And it's been really neat to see our vision come to fruition.
And, Coach, you're on an 8-game winning streak, you know, the regular season into the MAC tournament. What was the key for that? Because I know you had some tough losses there, but your team stayed together. It showed resolve. It didn't give up. It didn't point fingers. You righted the ship. So what was really the key to that, righting the ship, Coach?
Well, I think the chemistry of our team, which really starts with the character of our players. We got great guys, guys that care about each other, guys that care about winning. And it starts there. And then, obviously, I think what we're doing offensively, defensively, we started to execute better. Our attention to detail got better. We minimized mistakes. I thought our ability to execute scouting during the MAC tournament was huge. Game to game, you know, you got those 24-hour preps. I thought that was really good. And their buy-in right now is just off the charts.
And, Coach, watching your guys on the bench, man, those guys were engaged, locked in. He was coaching your butt off, man. I was enjoying watching you guys. Your guys show so much joy out there for each other and the guys who weren't playing. So talk about your guys and how they cheer for one another, they're together, they're their oneness, because I feel like I watched you on TV. You saw it come to your screen.
I'm so glad you said that because I love the word you use, joy. We tried to have fun, man. We want to be mentally focused, know our game plan, be physically and mentally tough, but we want to have fun. This should be fun. And so, you know, we're playing music before the game in the locker room. We're playing it after the game in the locker room. Guys are joking around with each other. And I think it allowed us to play aggressive and physically loose. And then you're right. I thought our bench was great. Our fans were unbelievable, especially in the championship game. What a crowd, what an environment. So it was, yeah, no, it's, we've enjoyed this time together and want to keep it going.
And, Coach, you went through the 5, the 1, the 2 seed to get the championship. It wasn't easy. You all played some dudes in your conference who can ball. So talk about how, to meet me, sweet, that you went through the toughest road to get there, to win and punch your ticket.
You're right. It was not easy. 3 great games. I've always felt like during championship runs that the first game is always the most difficult. If you get through that game, then it gives you a little bit of confidence and you start to find your groove a little bit. I thought our team did that, but there's no question. I mean, all 3 teams were really good teams, very challenging, play a little bit different styles, which we had to adapt to from a scouting perspective each game, but a phenomenal run by our guys. You're right. We definitely took the hard road. 3 great teams, 3 great challenges, and fortunate to come out on top.
And defensively, Coach, I love what you did defensively. I mean, holding guys on 70 points, man. Your guys are competing like heck on the defensive end, staying attention to detail, looking at playing their assignments. You know, you can kind of tell when a guy messes up. I don't see too many of that from your guys. Guys really on point with the assignment, has the scout, like you say, down to its science, man. I love what you were doing on that end of the floor, Coach.
Yeah, it was big for us. It's the best we've defended all year statistically, and certainly the eye test told me that as well live during the games. And guys really bought into game plans and did a great job of executing what we needed to get done defensively.
No doubt. Talk about Enrique Freeman, Chairman MVP. What that young man means to your program, how he's gotten better this all through this whole year.
He means a great deal. His story is amazing and inspiring, and he just, you know, a guy that went from a walk-on tryout in the fall of 2019 to an all-league player, MAC tournament MVP, MAC champion, and then to boot, to add icing on the cake, he did it in Cleveland, which is where he's from. You know, so it was a special deal for him and for all of us, but he just continues to keep getting better and better and better. If you were around him, you would understand why that's the case. You're talking about a high character guy who has high work capacity, who cares about the right things, who's willing to sacrifice and make commitments to be good. And, you know, he's even got more left. I mean, I think his ceiling's even higher, and he's going to continue to improve.
No doubt, Coach, you can see the young man's care. Like, on the court, he is so just dialed in, man. Like, I saw this guy, man. The guy could be flustered, man. The guy was, like, really locked in. He's on his weekend. I'm like, man, this kid is really getting better. Really, like I said, Coach, he has ways to go to getting better. So I'm like, you have a gem right there with you already in this young man. I can't wait to see him blossom even more down the road.
Yeah, no question. I think his ceiling's high, and he's going to continue to improve and get better. Our guys – that's one of the things we take great pride in, is that guys get better here from year to year. And a lot of that is the effort of the player. But I've got a great staff and support staff as well that works with our guys, and they do a terrific job with them. And it's a big emphasis for us is player development, personal development, student development. And all those guys have really grown. Ali, Mike D, Greg, Enrique, those guys that have been around for a while, and we've seen improvement even throughout the year in a lot of our 1 year and 2 year guys.
No doubt, Coach. I'm about supporting cast. Like Ali jumped in for you, Xavier did as well. Garvin jumped in for you. So talk about your supporting cast and how your guys are truly a full team of different pieces who can plug in each night and make an impact on the game on both ends of the floor.
Well, I think it's huge because we've been playing an 8-man rotation. And to be quite honest, I feel comfortable putting any of those 8 guys in at any point in time during the game and playing them. And that's, I trust those guys, and that's a big deal. So that has helped us. There's no doubt about it. I thought Garvin Clark was absolutely terrific in the championship game, played his best game in the championship game. Thought that Mike Wynn gave us incredible minutes throughout the tournament, defensively and offensively, big blocks, rebounds per minute played, and then Bandego's minutes as well. Although not as many the last 2 games, his were impactful also when he plays, especially on the defensive end. So, you know, we've got a great, great, great rotation, and those guys have really contributed. It's allowed us to be a little bit more versatile and harder to play against offensively because you're not able to key on just one guy. We have multiple guys that can hit you for double figures.
No doubt. Last one for you, Coach, I got for you is UCLA. Mick Cronin out there, you know, the former Ohio guy with you coaching that state. What do you mean to go against Mick again and those guys? What you see from on film so far?
Well, obviously, they're a terrific team. Return 5 starters from a Final Four team, have multiple double-figure scores. They're efficient offensively, efficient defensively. They rebound it well. They take incredible care of the ball. To no surprise, you know, Mick has always done a great job. And you can tell his footprint and how he plays and what he wants to get done or show up in their statistics and show up in the eye test when you watch their team play. So I've got great respect for him and for UCLA. It'll be a great challenge, but we're looking forward to competing.
No doubt, Coach Gross. Thank you for your time today, brother. I'll be cheering for you personally. You're at my bracket winning, Coach. I got you winning. So I'm cheering for you. I'm cheering for you, Coach.
It goes. Thanks, Zips, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, you be safe, man. See you soon, brother.
Hey, same to you. Thanks for having us on.
Anytime, Coach. You be good, man.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.